who's responsible? I say, who's responsible for this unwarranted attack on my person?
I say, pay attention now, boy. This is, of course, Foghorn Leghorn presents the Pinball Junk Drawer. You all asked for it. I say, you all asked for it. Now you're gonna get it. And boy, oh boy, are you gonna get it.
Go away, boy. You bother me.
Ooh, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, all ages, step right up. It's time for the one, the only, the often imitated, never duplicated Pinball Junk Drawer. Big 3-0. My name is Foghorn Leghorn, and with me, as always, the talented, lovely...
Craft Brew Sally.
Yes. I was a carnival barker in my past life.
That was so freaking awesome.
Yes. So what do we got today? Not a whole lot.
Although, a whole lot indeed.
Yes, indeed. We're in a flat spot in our pinball world. I have been playing a little bit here and there. I have not gotten any closer to that big dream of flipping the O'Malley. I'll keep everyone posted each week about how I am not doing that.
I still don't like Houdini.
Yes, and others. We did happen upon the Toy Story game, and I still don't like that. I don't like that one. I'm going to still put a buck in it every time we go to Stuck's Pizza.
But, so they'll get like, you know, $52 a year from us.
I think you might be rounding that up
quite a bit. No, it's $2 every time we go. So that's like every 2 weeks.
Yeah, $2. It's been a couple months in between each time. Oh my God. I'm going through withdrawal every couple weeks. Yeah, Stuck's is a very wonderful pizza place. And they have a pinball machine there. I don't hate the machine. I just don't seem to do very well on it.
Except for your last ball.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You were pouty because I was beating you for 2 balls.
Pouty. Pouty, everyone.
Yes, tune pouty.
In the only pinball show featuring Pouty the McGee and his wife, Craft Brew Sally. Pouty McGee. Yes, I did. At one point, I did sit down on their church new thing. I was like, well, this doesn't be like you're watching me play.
Right.
For like the ball time was just like, oh my God, would you just get over it? And then I walked up and was like, it drained. It was a house ball. It drained in like 4 seconds. I was like, I hate this game. And I stomped off.
Pouty.
Yes. Well, pinball is a harsh maiden. What can you say?
Yeah.
I thought on Friday we were going to go to, because it was the long weekend for Labor Day.
District 82.
District 82. I thought we were going to there, but they weren't open yet. They go into a regular schedule, I think, when school starts. So he wrote and said September 15th. So very soon, if not this week, next week, or in the near future, we'll be going up there because I have missed that place quite a bit.
Yes.
That is a really awesome place to have at our disposal. You know, they're 30 minutes away or whatever it is. You know, the barcades and stuff like that, they just don't – they're not like the upkeep isn't there or the little scanner thing doesn't work. You know, it's always something with those. And this guy really takes care of his stuff. He loves his stuff.
He does.
You know, so it means it's really cool when you get to go there. I can't wait to go there again. It's been a while. He has a Venom.
Yes.
I have not seen nor heard anything about Venom.
No.
I haven't even watched like the playthrough videos or anything. I was like, I don't know.
We'll just wait and see it.
Right. And it's not that I don't like Venom. It's just, I don't know.
It's just not your theme.
Yeah, it's not a thing for me. Yep. I don't even
know what Venom is.
Yeah, I haven't even read any reflections or people talking about what they think about it. So that's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
My life has taken a tragic turn. I used to listen to a lot of podcasts at work. And then they clamped down on the internet. And now I can't listen to anything. And I'm like going nuts. Like I can't. I haven't listened to any pinball podcasts or my murder podcast, nothing. There's one called We Hate Movies that I just love. They do very funny movie reviews. I haven't listened to them for a couple months now. It's driving me nuts.
Can't you listen to them on your phone?
My phone dies right away. It's so strange. Oh. I'll have to figure something out. Maybe I can download them somewhere. I don't know. And then we just saw the news. George Gomez, I follow him on LinkedIn, and he posted the new space that Stern has. I know they're going through their move, or they just finished their move. I can't remember.
Yeah, I think it's over. I think it's huge. Done.
That place is big.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's very large.
I hope that they're. I hope to get in there for
a tour.
Oh my God, I gotta get down there.
Yeah.
You know, we're such boosters for Stern. You'd think they'll get us in the door. I don't think it will. Maybe it will. You never know. I don't think it's that hard to get a Stern tour. to be honest with you, but maybe it is.
Well, maybe we could reach out to Gary.
Yeah. Well, he's not there anymore, but maybe he still has some pull.
I'm sure he's still in the office.
That's true. Yeah, he's still there. So, and one thing I was kind of musing about in my pinball world. Now, have you ever heard of the Fender Custom Program?
What's a Fender Custom Program?
So, Fender guitars, famously, you know, they have American guitars they make in America, and then they have their other brands that are made in, like, Korea or China, wherever, you know. You pay more for the American brands. But Fender, this is a business model that Stern could and should adopt, and there's a reason I'm saying this. Now, if you have a lot of money, and you, or maybe you're a musician that is just really, really, like, reliant on their guitar, Fender has a program that basically... It's called the Fender Custom Shop. Now, if you want a Fender Custom Shop, well, you better have a lot of money. But you, at the end of this journey, you have a one-off guitar.
Hmm.
And they also do, like, you can have the custom shop do tweaks to an existing one, too. You know, okay. However much you want to throw at them, they're going to take.
Yeah.
Now, so, and what happens is, like, if let's say, because I have I have a few Fender guitars. I love Fender. If I ever wanted my own Fender guitar, I would contact the custom shop and they'd say, well, we're going to have someone get back to you. And basically, they take your information and then somebody calls you and you have one guy you're working with. And this guy is literally like, what kind of music do you play? Like, measure your fingers. Like, they know everything about what you want. And they build you the guitar that you have in your head.
Hmm.
And there's been some crazy, crazy inventions come out of this.
Is that that?
The calendar.
Okay.
Yeah, like, so that calendar that you got me, the calendar of the day from the custom shop.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, that might have been what had me thinking about this. In the modern pinball world, the world of average Joes, lots of people buying them, then there's the super collectors.
Yeah.
Then there's the very rich super collectors. If Stern set up a custom shop program, now, just think of this.
Yeah.
Now, I guess they could do a one-off pinball machine, but I'm kind of thinking more like, hey, Stern, I'm a very rich fellow, and I have a bunch of your stuff. I want to have your Elvira House of Horrors or your Foo Fighter, or I want one of your Venoms, but I don't want your LE or your custom. I want a custom shop. And they're going to go, okay, we'll have a guy call you. And then there's a dedicated group that just... They call that guy and what do you want? And it's literally like anything, like art blades or this or extra spinners or what they, you know, rework the game as much as you want. I guess you could even do a whole complete custom game that's going to cost you $200,000.
Yeah, that's going to cost you a lot.
But if in the modern era of these people that just want to throw money at anything,
mm-hmm.
what does it matter if they had the custom shop? And then all of a sudden they pull an Elvira House of Horrors and they want a custom package by their favorite artist. They want Rock and Jelly Bean to do their artist. Okay, well, Rock and Jelly Bean's going to cost about 50 grand. They're like, whatever.
Yeah.
Make it happen. Or even just tweaks and custom stuff they like. And I want one that's pimped out with everything. And then it has the shaker motor and the bass, the subwoofer. And it has the speakers. And it has the light-up speakers. And it has the light-up side blades. And they would just continue to do whatever people imagine. But they're getting paid for it. And they're also getting that knowledge for their future games. So, like, they could totally do that.
Yeah.
Now, at first appearance, you're like...
It would be a lot, though, if they were doing custom, like, for the entire game. Because they have to redo programming.
Yeah.
And even, like, adding, like you said, extra, like, spinners or all of that is adding programming. Right. But if
you want to pay it, you could. Like, yeah. I have a feeling most people would never do an entire machine through the custom shop because it would be $500,000. But most of them would do a lot.
Yeah.
And then it would be an extra $8,000.
Yeah.
But every machine that they get sent to them would be that guy's custom machine. And it would say Stern Custom Shop. Just like when you open up if you see a Fender Custom Shop guitar in the wild, well, it's $20,000 minimum, or not 20, but it's a lot of money because it has that heritage to it. So it would just be one of those things where they could do it. A majority of people would just get the most pimped out machines. It wouldn't be anything crazy.
No, but you could get you like could the powder get, coated
yeah.
legs.
Any color.
Yeah.
You don't like the green?
Yeah.
Well, here, I want a tie-dyed powder coating.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, well, I don't know if we can do that, but we'll charge you
we'll
and get
figure
it done.
It out. Yeah. Yeah.
And then you have the world's only, whatever, Elvira with pink and green powder coat swirls or some
yeah.
crap. You know, like, but it could be that kind of thing where only like the high-end technicians work on this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But they're getting paid for it. Like, they would make the money. It's
yeah,
not,
that's true.
And then, like, in 2 years, your machine's coming. So,
yeah.
You know, it's kind of as, it would be difficult, but I think the market, market
yeah.
would support it.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Because there's a lot of people with money.
Yeah.
I don't.
That just want to yeah. just throw it away.
It's
not like you're throwing yeah. the money away. It's just you're spending a lot of money on
what you want.
Yeah.
The thing you want. And
yeah.
instead of a custom guitar, like a Harley, and the first thing people do is customize their Harley for
yep.
thousands and thousands of dollars. Well, Stern's
why
getting
not
the,
do that for a pinball
yeah,
machine?
They could.
Yeah.
They easily could.
Mm.
And it's a business model that's been proven already. So it's not like they have to reinvent the wheel. They just
yeah.
have to get better at that side of it for them. You know,
yeah.
it would be challenging, but it would be worth it.
Yeah.
Maybe they could hire me as the director of that area.
There you go.
And, you know, I'll tell them that we never say no. And they'll be like, what do you mean we never say no? I'll charge them, but we're never saying no. They'll be like, are you sure about this? I'd be like, I'll charge them, but we're never saying no. You know, it was just one of those things that I kind of thought about. And I was like, it might. Would you get any? What would you customize? If you
could?
Yeah, so yeah. It always has to come back around.
So now that we're talking about that, like, I just won the lottery.
Yep.
$1.8 billion. So maybe I could finally get my Harry Potter pinball machine.
I think that would be a problem because they can't do license.
Hey,
wait.
Here, take my money.
Could they if it was just a one-off?
No, because they're still making money. Yeah.
So that's what there would be these laws that you
yeah,
couldn't
that's
do
true.
It. So.
So you couldn't do a movie theme or
no, it'd have
music
to be,
theme. Or,
yeah. See, like, I always thought, like, if
we
I
could
was
do
gonna,
a beer theme, though.
Oh, you could.
And not Oktoberfest.
I'm just saying. So, like, there could be some stuff like that. Like, hey, I want
Craft Brew Sally's yeah, pinball.
It could be Craft Brew Sally's branded, one of one.
Right.
Know? Or it could be, like, robots or space, whatever. And they would just have their own team of people that
yeah.
did the graphic arts. Or, hell, Zombie Yeti is just hired to do that, and they're going to pay, but you pay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, it's just, it's a neat concept that I think. And again, majority of it would be slapping chrome pieces on
yeah.
and
putting a kegerator in it.
No, not your kegerator. Well, okay, yep, half of them would have a kegerator, the other half. But like, there'd be those standard things that would be the custom shop.
Yeah,
that they would do 10 times a day. You
yeah.
know that people like, and then maybe Stern would be like, maybe we should start incorporating this because
yeah.
everyone wants this.
Yeah,
you know? But it was just a thought. I don't really know what. I don't know. I don't really do a lot to my machines other than upkeep and stuff. I kind of like them how they are.
Well, what would you have done?
No, I don't know. I don't like shakers.
I don't.
A lot of people love them.
Yeah.
And like, I get it, I guess. It's just...
I don't. Like, I...
Because that Toy Story one had it.
Yeah. And I talked about the Houdini before.
Yeah.
Because I play pool in a pool league, and our home bar
yeah.
has just recently gotten Houdini in.
Right.
So the last two times I was there, I, of course, put my money in.
Yep.
And I just don't like Houdini.
Yeah. So would you ask the pro shop to eradicate all Houdinis from the world?
No, because I'm sure there's people that like Houdini. But
from what I understand, Houdini's fun once you...
Figure it out.
If you play it a whole lot because the shots are really tight.
Oh.
So that's why it's kind of a brick fest. It's
okay.
like a clunk fest. But I
yeah.
guess when you get really good at making the shots, then it kind of opens up and there is some excitement to it.
Okay.
I don't know. I've never played that one a whole lot because I also don't care about Houdini
no.
so much. I mean, it's okay.
Yeah.
I don't like him or hate it. It's just one
yeah.
of those, whatever, you know. It's a game. I'll play
yeah.
it. I play
it's,
anything.
Like, I keep playing it.
Does that one have a shaker?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And, like, I keep playing it because I'm like, everybody loves this game and this maker, and I just don't get it.
Well, and that's, Houdini, is Houdini American? Or
I think it's American
yeah.
pinball.
Yeah. And, you know, the shaker thing, I get it to on some levels because it is like that feedback. You feel it and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. But I also just don't like it. It feels weird to me. No hate. Everyone, I know a lot of people love them. First thing they do is put them in. I get some of the stuff like the light up, the LED speakers are kind of cool, but I don't really do those. I don't know. I kind of, whatever I like, I do. Like I put the art blades in because I think those really add a lot of look to the game. But I don't really know what I would do. So there you have it. I think it's time to move off of pinball, and it's time for everyone's favorite segment. What could that be? Hold on, I think I have a musical cue for that.
Roll out the barrel. We'll have a barrel of fun.
The fans have spoken, and we have listened. It's Beer Journal Review with me, Craft Brew Sally.
Okay, that's your cue to talk.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Aw.
I wasn't looking. I was looking at my show notes.
Oh, show notes. This must be Craft Brew Sally has many, many notes. So what's the Beer Journal Review topic for the day?
So today we're going to talk about how many breweries that we've been to.
Oh, wow. Now, would you attain this information?
From my craft beer journal.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yes. So how many do you think we have been to?
I don't know. I'm gonna run. I might be high. I'm gonna say 67.
Oh, you're not high at all.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to guess again?
No, I'm gonna stick with 67.
No, you're wrong.
Okay,
I told you you're wrong.
Yes, I heard that part. Tell me how many breweries we've been to.
So we've been to 93 breweries.
93.
Yes.
Gadzooks. Yes. Not Bodkins. Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
Do you want to play another game? Okay. Do you want to guess how many states we've been to a brewery in?
Does this include Japan?
No, that's a country.
No, I know, but that would be 12.
No, 8.
8. Did eight that include states. Japan?
No. We've been to 2 countries that we visited breweries.
Yeah, but how many states have we been to? Okay, go ahead. How many provinces have we been to? How many prefectures have we been to?
One prefecture. No, 3 prefectures we've been to. One had a brewery.
Okay. Well, they all probably had breweries when we visited. Okay, so 8 states and...
8
and
states, 2 countries, 93 breweries.
93 breweries. That's a lot of breweries. We're almost triple digits.
I know, right?
Wow.
We got to step it up for next time.
I don't think we do. Okay, so you've been to all those breweries. Do you have a top couple, bottom couple?
Okay, so I have...
People turn to Craft Brew Sally for their knowledge, yes. So, you know, later on.
I have a bottom. A very bottom.
Very bottom.
Very, very bottom of the barrel. Okay. It's probably outside the barrel.
It's probably gone by now.
I think it's still open.
Oh.
It is called Brew Pop, and it's in, like, outside of Tampa.
Do you think that's still open?
I think it was the last time I looked. It was probably one of the worst places we've been to.
Yeah, it was really weird. It was, like, warm.
The beer was warm. The flight trays were like these little, they were made out of like acrylic, like plastic acrylic.
Yeah.
And the glasses didn't really fit in them. So there was beer all over your flight board and it was just not good.
Yeah. I remember hating that place. I remember leaving. I was like, this place is the worst.
And it's like usually places that aren't great don't stick out in your head. But this place, we both, every time we say it, it's like, ugh.
Yeah, they say they're still open.
Mm-hmm. Does it say anything about, like, the health department coming in?
Okay. No, not that I can see. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, it's closed permanently. Okay. Oh. We have not posted about what happened to Brew Pops due to NDAs and legal obligations and not sure when those will end. All we can say at this time is Brew Pop Brewery location in Auburndale is closed permanently.
When was that posted?
2018.
Oh.
10 minutes after we left.
Probably.
Okay, go ahead.
But I would have to say I have like 2 favorite breweries that I like those breweries because of their beers. And that, of course, is Arcane in Largo. Uh-huh. Yes. And the other one is Lion's Tail here in Neenah.
You do like Lion's Tail.
I do love Lion's Tail. Their beers are so good.
Nice.
They're very close to Arcane, I would say. Wow. Lion's Tail is probably a number two.
See, that now to me,
solid two. Yeah,
the two nicest breweries we've been to are, of course,
Sierra Nevada, which is my favorite.
Right, and I liked Asahi the highest.
Oh, yeah.
Because me,
Asahi was neat.
I was there with Haruki, and he's hilarious. So we have pictures of me and him with wearing various hats and doing dumb things. We both are very dumb, funny. Not funny.
Haruki is the equivalent of you,
Foghorn Leghorn,
as a Japanese person.
Yeah, I think we would have gotten into a lot of shenanigans if we would have been hanging out together for many years.
Me and Yoko would be like, just shaking our heads.
Yes,
and we would have been doing dumps. Both were shaking our heads while we were there.
Yeah,
but yeah, Sierra Nevada is a really pretty. Just like the grounds of that place. And
so gorgeous.
Yeah. So if you're ever in North Carolina, you definitely have to try to go there.
The one that sticks out to me, one of the most, and I'm not sure why, was that Ninja Moose. Because of...
The building.
Yeah. We were on our way to Disney's birthplace.
Marceline, Missouri.
And on the way back, there was this place called Ninja Moose.
And it's changed its name since we were there.
Thank God. That's the worst name ever. And it was like this, old phone company's.
Like an operator.
An operator's place. So it had the original things hanging there, and it had the big glass windows that were saved.
Yeah.
Like to see in when they're working and stuff. It was nuts. It was really cool.
It was. And that was the first time you ever saw like them take the old barrels
and
cut them into
usable strips to put in the walls and stuff.
They used them for the ceiling. Remember, it was that
they wove them in and out.
A really neat one too.
That one stuck out to me a lot. I don't really remember many of them. It's not my thing. I don't dislike them, but I'm always just there with you. You're getting the flights and trying them and testing them, and I'm having the most lagerish beer you have, sir.
Could you give me something that's similar to Bud Light Platinum?
Whatever you have closest to boring is good with me. But
we've been to a lot, like Boulevard in Missouri and...
Yeah. The Boulevard, the one with that huge...
those two stacks.
Yeah, the two stacks, that just stands out.
They made one of my favorite beers ever that they don't make anymore, that... Which funky pumpkin.
Oh.
It was that sour pumpkin beer. Yeah.
Now they probably make funky peach because everything's peach this week, this year. Yeah. That's what I heard.
Bush Light peach, Bud peach.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know why. Just stop. Not you. I mean, just stop Bud beer makers. So there you go.
We've been doing it since what? 2014?
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know. So
every time we go somewhere, I'm always like, oh, there's a brewery right over there.
Yeah, exactly. Boy, 7 more and we hit 100.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we should do that.
Yeah, I know we're going to do
that. Before the end of the year.
Don't worry. I'm pretty sure by the end of the year, you're going to have drugged me to 7 more breweries. Don't worry about
that. And probably a new state in California.
Oh, my gosh. Right? Can you imagine?
Yeah.
All right. Anything else? Any other reflections you had
teed up? Oh, yeah. Yes. We did have to talk about my... my outrageous statement from last week.
Oh,
you did want to mention that.
Oh, I did want to mention that. Remember last week when Crafter said he was like, oh my God, I made the dumbest thing I've ever said. Well, as predicted, there was a loophole. So Crafter said was like, I'm not going to buy any more beer until we...
Go through this
big mess we have and kind of cinch him up and, you know, get rid of some by drinking them, of course. And getting control of this mad pile... Well, the loophole is if something comes out that looks very limited, like say a cotton candy IPA that's released by Artistic Endeavors or something.
Untitled Art.
So if something like that, if you just send that link via Facebook to your husband, he goes, you know, I really should be a good husband and just go get that. So technically, she didn't buy the beer. Her idiot husband bought the beer, and she still gets the new beer. So loophole found. Anytime there's some limited edition super beer that comes out, well, technically, she won't be buying them. I'll be buying it. So she got herself, what's it? Untitled Art. Yeah.
Cotton Candy IPA.
And I'm standing there with my phone looking at it, looking at the thing like, it's got to be here somewhere. Do you, hey, sir, an adult, is there a picture? This picture shows a thing I need to buy. So
is that really what you did?
No, I'm joking. That's called comedy. Not very good comedy, but it's comedy. Yeah,
made me laugh.
So there you go. That's how the loophole has been found. So don't worry, everyone. She will still be getting many new craft brews.
Not many.
Yeah. Well, we're also buying a industrial shelving system from Uline to organize the beers, and that's when it'll cinch up and everything will be fine.
Yeah.
So, that's going to be it. I think we're going to, by the time we do the next show, we probably will have gone to District 82 and we'll have some reflections about the Venom and just fun. I can't wait to get back up there to play some WrestleMania.
I know.
I need that.
And some Terminator.
You know, someone had that for sale,
mm-hmm.
and I wrote that as a comment. No one said anything about it. I was like, boy, you guys don't even know what pinball is.
You don't
is,
even do play your own game. But we didn't talk about our Steinhoist challenge.
Oh, yes, the Steinhoist challenge. I wonder why we didn't talk about that.
Because someone got their... Someone won and someone did not.
Who might that have been? I wonder.
Craft Brew Sally did not win the Steinhoist.
I don't think you thought that whole thing through.
I did not at all.
You're talking all kinds of smack that week. I'm like, you know, that's all shoulder strength, right? Like, I'm not saying you're weak, but
I did not realize how heavy a Stein filled with beer would be.
Four pounds.
4.5 pounds, to be honest.
Yeah. We weighed them so they were the same because one of them was heavier, these gigantic Stein mugs. And we filled them up with beer. And I will admit, too, 1 second in, you're like, oh, this is a mistake. Like you don't know how hard it is to hold that straight out and not move.
Well, we did that without the beer in it and was like, this isn't terrible. Yeah. Then put two beer in it.
So, Craft Brew Sally made it like, what, minute and a half?
Minute and a half.
I made it three.
Three minutes? Three minutes?
3 minutes, exactly. Because all I was trying to do was break the 3 minutes. And I was like, I'm done.
Okay, I'm done.
But I was drinking as I was holding them. So not the beer. I was drinking a different beer.
So, if you ever challenge somebody to a Steinhoist, you should practice first. a lot.
Or just don't do that. Either one is very acceptable in modern society.
The Steinhoist challenge is a very good challenge, but practice first.
It's also very challenging.
It was fun.
Your shoulder is a lot weaker than you think when you're holding something straight out like an idiot. So, all right. I didn't have any Lederhosen. I think I would have had some more power if I would have been like Lederhosen.
Yeah.
And if that German music would have...
Or those Packers overalls.
Yes. Or if I would have just lifted more weights in my life, I probably could hold a beer out a lot longer. I'd be a lot stronger, you know. So, all right, that's going to do it. Thanks. We got anything else? We're good?
That's it.
That's it for this week. This has been the Pinball Junk Drawer, Big Show 3-0. We hope to see you again next time. Same bat time, same Venom channel. Anything else, Capra?
No.
Push stop? Push stop now.
Yep.
Game over, man.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.